5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
So many places that we could start tonight, but looking for the lead from you, the listener, or am I? Miguel Herrera is out as the coach of Mexico. Obviously had a physical confrontation with a reporter at the Philadelphia airport after they won the Gold Cup. Herrera is out. I want to get your thoughts on it tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Podcast always available, again, on ESPN975.com. You click the audio vault, you click Soccer Matters, or you go to iTunes. But should Miguel Herrera have been let go by Mexico? The obvious answer is yes. You can't have a physical confrontation as a manager. And here's the guy who was so beloved in the World Cup because of that passion and that emotion. And he's gone. And here's the reason why he's gone. The Mexican Football Federation, along with the owners of Liga MX clubs, are all in cahoots when it comes to hiring the Mexican national team coach. Why, I don't know. But that's the way it's done. And apparently Miguel Herrera did not have the support of Mexican owners. So he's out. And guess what? One of those Mexican owners is probably going to hire him at some point to coach in Liga MX because they know he'll fill the seats. That is if you want a guy who's ultimately going to implode. I think you had to know what was going to happen. By the way, at a game down at Energy Stadium, Herrera had to be held back. I know this from inside information. He had to be held back from officials underneath the stadium. So he's a hothead. But you also like the fact that he's kind of edgy and out there. But I think his ego got to him. His daughter got way too involved on Twitter. So what does this mean for El Tri after they just won the Gold Cup? Good performance in the final. Clearly the better team than Jamaica. Albeit the way they got to the final is still in question. So who's next to coach the Mexican national team? 713-780-3776. So the guy who wins the Gold Cup is fired. And then Jurgen Klinsmann, whose United States squad was knocked out, wasn't. But if you look at the hiring-firing process from U.S. soccer in the past, Klinsmann, at this juncture, not going to be let go. Remember, Bob Bradley in 2011 was fired after the Gold Cup. But there had been a lot that was leading up to that. And now even people are saying, well, bring Bob Bradley back. Would you do that? So your thoughts on Miguel Herrera, your thoughts on Jurgen Klinsmann, your thoughts overall on the Gold Cup and Mexico winning it. Because guess what it does now? It sets up that miraculous playoff game, which will be played in the Rose Bowl, which obviously will have a pro-Mexican crowd against the U.S., and you will be able to pile that loot. Why not find the biggest stadium, the Rose Bowl? What does it hold, 95,000, 100,000 people? Chance to make a ton of money. And when the U.S. lost and was eliminated from the tournament, there was a sweat breaking on the brows of a number of CONCACAF and officials when it comes to sponsors, money, etc. And that's why there's the conspiracy theory that the penalty from Mark Geiger late against Panama was designed to make sure that Mexico got to the final. And now the added bonus and Christmas gift is, since the U.S. got beat, now you get this one-game playoff, and you get another 100,000 people through the turnstiles, and more sponsorship dollars, and more TV revenue, and on and on and on we go. And I want your thoughts on it. Has it taken something out of the game for you now? This CONCACAF Gold Cup? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. There's no doubt Andreas Guardado deserving his honor as the best player in the tournament. I like Jesus Corona and what he did. Formerly started his career at Monterrey, winger-type player. Went to FC 20. Liked what he did in the World Cup. I mean, in the, not the World Cup, the Gold Cup. 713-780-3776 is the number. So Mexico win it in convincing fashion over Jamaica. It was over after 60-something minutes. They didn't get there in convincing fashion. Conspiracy, poor play. This is what the CONCACAF Gold Cup was about. It also is about the shrinking nature of the competitive side of it in CONCACAF, with teams like Haiti, with teams like Jamaica, who have players playing all over the world. Now, does this spell trouble in World Cup qualifying for Mexico and the United States? And in the end, this worked out perfectly for CONCACAF, the Gold Cup. So with all its craziness, poor officiating, all the bizarre things that happened in this tournament, was it good drama? Was it a good watch? Or were you just so sick and tired of what is the contrived sometimes feeling that you get from the Gold Cup, the poor officiating, etc.? I want to get your thoughts on that tonight. 713-780-3776. A Liverpool legend made a visit to Houston. The Dynamo promptly beat Steven Gerrard, Robbie Keane, and the LA Galaxy 3-0. Three spectacular goals. Will Bruin, Brad Davis, and 21-year-old Argentine Lionel Miranda. The Dynamo dominated in the heat. In the post-game press conference, it was made clear by Owen Coyle that he wants all three attackers, Will Bruin, Giles Barnes, and Kubo Torres, on the field. But the possibility of this night, the excitement, crystallized even more the new-look Dynamo. And I say new-look because it is new-look. It's been a slow process. It's been subtle change, subtle moves. And by the way, this result at home has to be tagged with a great result against Sporting Kansas City this weekend. Because at some point, the Dynamo have to go on a run if they want to make the playoffs. They haven't had that run this year. It's been up and down. That's predictable based on all the change that's going on. New general manager, new players, and it's exciting. The goals the Dynamo put together and some of the attacks through open play on Saturday night were absolutely gorgeous. So if you want to talk Dynamo, let's talk that. It was a great night of excitement. If you saw it on Root Sports, we're going to play some of the goal calls for you, and we'll continue to talk it out here tonight. We'll go to the phone lines right now. Let's start it off with Renee. Renee, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Glenn? I just want to say hi and comment a little bit about what happened to the coach of Mexico. I think it really – I'm sad because Mexico, whatever have done in 50 years, United States in 20 years is going ahead of Mexico. The process of the coaches are longer and more stable. In Mexico, they just fire every, 6 months or every year a coach. So in that situation, I think Mexico is going back, and it's going to be for them hard to build a team again. You know, the new coach is going to get a new players, the strategy is going to be different. And they're going back in that situation. I think it's bad for Mexico. And Piojo Herrera, I think in some way he's going to coach with a lot of passion, which you cannot let passion go over your profession, you know. And I think that's what happened to him. You know, we see him a lot of times screaming and overreacting about the goals and all that. And you don't have to be like that. You think you have to be and concentrate on your team. And Pio Herrera, that's the way he coached, you know.
Well, listen, there's no doubt he was a lot about emotion. And what choice, though, does the Mexican Football Federation and all the club owners have when a guy physically apparently goes after a guy at the airport after they've won the Gold Cup? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not about enjoying or supporting journalists that definitely try and entice and bring people into situations like this. I think it's terrible. I think people do it for their careers, and I don't like it. But, you know, in the end, this is on Herrera. He has to be able to handle it. Now, so here's the passionate guy that steadied the ship for Mexico, had the great World Cup, and then all of a sudden, I thought in the last 6 months, 7 months, his ego had begun to take over. His daughter's getting in Twitter arguments with people, who, by the way, was at the Philadelphia airport and tried to get involved in this thing as well. I just think when you hire a manager like that who's so on the edge, at some point it will implode, and it did. Anything else, Renee?
Yes, well, I think it was just a matter of time. When we saw Pio Herrera taking the Mexican team on the World Cup, we see a different Mexican team. They play good. But we need to see Pio Herrera in a pressure. When, you know, the difference in the media, for example, in the United States or Mexico is a big difference. The media really hammer you. If you have two, three games, if you don't win, they really hammer you. They question you if you're a good coach or not. So it was just a matter of time to see if Pio Herrera can handle the pressure, can handle all this when you lose more than three or four games, what happened on Copa America. And you know, the time gives you the truth. Pio Herrera can't hold the pressure. He's a person that he needs to control himself. And it's like the people said, it's not only 90 minutes. When you're a coach of a national team, you're not a coach for 90 minutes. You're a coach full time. You have to represent the country and represent everything that you do outside the field is going to matter, you know?
But, you know, I don't know if it always matters to all fans, whether it's the United States or Mexico. I think some fans could care less about the behavior. All they care about is results. You and me care about behavior, representation, because that's very important. I mean, how do you think his players feel getting in an altercation in an airport after you've won the Gold Cup? It's ridiculous.
Right, and I think some of the players, they go to the side and making this situation funny, and that's not the case. You have to have certain kind of a if you see your coach getting into trouble, at least hold it, can't get him back. But nobody do anything, you know. So it's hard to see how they let go this process, and we're gonna start all over again. And again, new strategy, new coach, new players, mm-hmm. And believe me, for the I think it's October 8th, the next game with the United States, where they're gonna fight for the Confederations Cup ticket. I think that's United States is going to be ahead of Mexico because they know the players know what the Klinsmann want, you know, and the new coach is going to try to implant everything new. So again, I think Mexico is going back. The soccer is in a few years you will see United States take over this CONCACAF and be the team to beat.
Well, Renee, I really appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, I appreciate that from Renee. So Renee's got some good points there. Mexico has to start over. Now, the only thing I would contest with Renee a little bit is I'm not sure the U.S. players know what's going on with Jurgen Klinsmann if we're going to base it right now on the Gold Cup because the performance was poor. But Renee's point of, okay, now a new manager comes in. Does he pick new players? Is it a continuation of what Herrera's doing? New managers like to do different things. So let's talk about that with Mexico. Who do you think could be the next Mexican national team manager? That's another thing to talk about. Should they go foreign? Should they go to Argentina? But Miguel Herrera is out. There's no more speculation. This comes a day after Herrera alleged to have attacked the TV Azteca reporter at the Philadelphia International Airport. He got in between. Luis Garcia was there as well, who was working for Azteca TV, the excellent Mexican player from the past. Mexico had a 3-1 win over Jamaica. It was comprehensive. They won the trophy. And the irony is, going into the tournament, they said, well, if Piojo wins the tournament, he saves his job. Piojo won the tournament, saved his job for about 2 hours, and then went to an airport and lost it promptly by attacking an Azteca TV reporter. 713-780-3776. Dynamo fans, where are you tonight? Mexico fans, I want to hear from you. Who's the next coach of Mexico? Do you think Herrera got a fair deal here? Should he have been given a pass, making contact with an Azteca TV reporter that has been probably baiting him? Who knows? 713-780-3776. Brian, you're up now, Brian. Thank you for the phone call, Brian.
Thank you for taking it, Glenn. I appreciate it. I always love the show.
My pleasure.
You know, I agree with a lot of what Renee was saying, but also, like you said, disagree a little bit with his sense that USA is ahead. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit. Just it seems like the USA doesn't really know what it wants to do with the Gold Cup. It brings in, you know, after you're allowed to bring in new players, players like DeMarcus Beasley, obviously an experienced vet. But then Klinsmann insists on going with youth at the back. And it just seems like you either need to say, as he said, Confederations Cup is our goal and stick with the vets and achieve that goal, or go full experimental mode and give the young guns a chance. And I just feel like perhaps because they have two Gold Cups in between, you know, World Cups or Confederations Cup or what have you, that just kind of creates problems. And I just don't really know if Klinsmann and CONCACAF as a whole really understand what to do with the Gold Cup, if that makes sense.
Well, the Gold Cup is a moneymaker. There's sponsor obligations. That's, you know, all a part of it. That's why they're jumping for joy somewhere that they've got this playoff game that's going to send somebody to the Confederations Cup, which, again, is a lot about money. Yeah, it gives you the lay of the land, and you get to go to Russia and figure out the travel and the hotels and all that. But at the expense of not going to Copa Americas repeatedly for the United States and not gathering all that type of experience, I don't know. I have to think that Jamaica getting to the final, somewhere in that piece is some influence from them going down and playing in the Copa America against Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina. Doesn't matter if they won or lost. They went down there and they grabbed the experience. They competed in all three games. They only lost 1-0 in all three games. I just don't know why we don't go to it. And then we put all our eggs. Hold on. Well, let me just finish, because we put all our eggs, Brian, in one basket, and that is winning the Gold Cup. So when you don't win it, you know, it's all holy hell is broken loose.
On the flip side of that, you know, Mexico sent a squad down there as well. Granted, not the exact same squad that came back for the Gold Cup. They didn't exactly cover themselves in glory down there in, you know, in the tournament in South America. So I don't know. I just think that CONCACAF as a whole is kind of schizophrenic. And obviously, you know, I'm a USA supporter and all that, but I don't necessarily buy into the conspiracy theories. I do think that it's a big fat coincidence that, you know, both of those questionable penalty calls benefited Mexico. But again, you know, that's just a coincidence. But
well, it may be a coincidence, and I've never been a big conspiracy theory guy, but I'll tell you what, sometimes it's hard not to believe. By the way, I just saw a alien spaceship fly outside the window here at Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. And Bigfoot's walking down the street here in the Galleria area. But my point is, when you look at that penalty and you look at the reaction of the referee, Mark Geiger, you look at what was a very obvious foul before it, it's just kind of, you know, somebody go make a visit to Mark Geiger? Did he get a phone call in a hotel? I mean, I'm not saying
I'm just saying
it seems believable.
Talking about Mike Geiger further, like, I don't understand. There was 11, 12 minutes in between the foul call and the time that the penalty actually took place. Things were being thrown on the field. Mexican players were instigating Panamanian players throwing water bottles.
Well, Panama was going absolutely nuts. Listen, you have to remember where Panama's at.
Just standing there doing nothing.
He was trying to think about his life. He had to be protected. Yeah, well, it was a weird situation. I don't think there's any question. Torres of Panama was trying to convince people not to go back out and play. I mean, it was pretty obvious. So,
right.
It's where we have it. It is CONCACAF craziness. Mexico wins the Gold Cup. They deserve the final win. Again, I like the play of Jesus Corona. I think Andreas Guardado clearly was the best player of the tournament. He took the penalty. He said he thought about potentially, you know, missing it, but he's a professional. He had to take it against Panama. And Panama, remember, also lost out on the World Cup in very frustrating fashion as well. So their opportunity to make history twice was nipped at the bud at the final step on the rung of the ladder. Brian, thank you as always for the phone call.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. Amigo Energy, proud to sponsor Soccer Matters, the place for news and discussion about the global game in Houston. Amigo Energy has served Texas electricity customers for over 10 years. A pioneer in deregulated electricity, Amigo Energy offers a variety of products and services for residential or commercial customers. Amigo Energy has programs and pricing that fit your budget, from smart thermostats that help you save energy to innovative online and mobile account management tools. AmigoEnergy.com to sign up for affordable electricity for your home or business, or call 888-995-9299, 888-995-9299. Amigo Energy, sign up or switch today. And remember, 7-Up is great solo as a mixer. Enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. It delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavor. 7-Up, always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10, which has the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Finally, the perfect 10. We'll take a break. We have a lot more to go here. A lot of texts coming in, and also Facebook Soccer Matters mentions of the Miguel Herrera firing. Hey, Dynamo fans, where are you? You saw the best game of the year. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. They are Houston personal injury attorneys, handling personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents to medical injury, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents, wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you've got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915. Or 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. We thank John Daspit of the Daspit Law Firm. And we thank all our great sponsors, Liberty Kitchen, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, The Gorgeous Gale, Daspit Law Firm. Of course, now Amigo Energy on board as well. Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture. We don't get on the air without them. All right, 713-780-3776. We're going to continue with the phone calls. Boards are lighting up here. We have talked about the Miguel Herrera firing. Daniel puts an entry in over at Facebook Soccer Matter, says, Mexico needs a coach, not a cheerleader. Fernando says, that was silly. That reporter was looking for a new job in ESPN. That's how Feitelson got his fighting with Cuauhtemoc Blanco. Ooh, that's a good one. This was rumored to happen if they didn't win the Gold Cup. Maybe it just gave them an excuse. Wilfredo says they should go with a foreign coach. Look how Peckerman changed Colombia. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hugo, what's on your mind about Miguel Herrera?
Well, real quick, just because foreign coaches aren't always the best solution for Mexico. You got Sven Goran Eriksson nearly costing us the 06 World Cup.
Well, wait. Before I go to, I have to stop you, Hugo, and I'm going to let you take over. That was the stupidest signing in the history of the Mexican Football Federation. Sven-Göran Eriksson, Svengali, right? Who really thought that was going to work? Okay, so let me just drop the Sven-Göran Eriksson thing. That was a total nightmare to even consider that that guy would be successful down there. Now you take over on Miguel Herrera.
Yeah, so it's not always the best solution. I mean, although I am curious to see what your thoughts are on who would be a good solution for the to replace it. Right? And like most people have said, you know, Mexico fans and a lot of American fans, really, because a lot of the passion that comes from Herrera comes from his time as a Club America coach, and especially that comeback win over Cruz Azul not too long ago. So, yes, he was a cheerleader, and he had a great start, but there's only so much that you can look over. And most coaches after the World Cup tend to kind of like fall on their swords and just, you know, hey, next one up. Miguel Herrera didn't do that. I guess that kind of got to his head, and he kept on going with that. And just one last thing to further add to your conspiracy, which, you know, it's a little bit believable, not just Mark Geiger, but also the Lions fan in the Costa Rica game. The referee had originally waved off the penalty, but it was the American Lions man who said, no, it's a penalty. So those two people we should look at their bank accounts.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, even though I just saw an unidentified flying object outside the window. And I can assure you, and I'm going to report it tonight on the Coast to Coast. But the farce of the tournament makes you then kind of lean that way a little bit almost. Because, you know, you start putting one and one together and the amount of money involved, and you're just like, could it really be true? And we know what's happened in sports. We know things have been rigged. And I'm not saying Mark Geiger's that kind of guy. But he missed a clear foul from Esquivel. On Torres, I don't think any question. I think your point, Hugo, that ego is clearly gotten the best of Miguel Herrera, and emotion and anger is 100% spot on.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's time to get, and that's the problem with we have as someone who roots for Mexico and the U.S. You get to see the differences in two different styles of coaching. And in Mexico, there's a lot of sometimes resentment and or favoritism towards players who are strictly European players, like Carlos Vela. And there's always going to be whoever comes into that situation has to deal with, okay, whose egos am I going to stroke, or am I going to stroke no egos whatsoever? And so I guess that adds a little bit of difficulty. And Klinsmann, to an extent, he's faced some of that, bringing in a lot of the German-born players, Johansson, and all these players who play in Europe. So there's some of that resentment. But
Timothy Chandler,
There seems to be a lot of more of that when it comes to coaching the Mexican players.
Yeah, and the only difference is the intensity of the media pressure, although we are growing with healthy media pressure in this country, and Jurgen Klinsmann has been called out here quite heavily. People have even asked for him to be fired. Jill Ellis got it in a big way after trying to sell Colombia as a great game from the U.S. women's national team on national TV and international television. And fans rose up and said, no, you're wrong. This wasn't good, and you can't sell us on it. So I think it's growing here, but I don't think it's anywhere close to – it's Camp Cupcake here in relation to Mexico. Hugo, thank you so much for the phone call tonight.
All right, thank you. Big fan.
I appreciate it. Hugo with a great phone call there. So, Mexico fans, would you want a foreign coach? Is it time to get somebody fresh? And you know what? I got to ponder Hugo's question here, because I don't really off the top of my head have somebody I would offer right now. I'd have to think about it. What type of coach would it be, and where Mexico is right now? And, you know, Herrera to me was always going to be a quick fix because he's too emotional. And I think his ego did take over. Let's go to Manchester Max.
Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
Manchester Max, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Hey, I'm not really going to touch on the Mexico stuff, because actually by them firing Herrera kind of makes a case for Clinton to be fired, because Herrera got Mexico further than the U.S. in the World Cup and the Gold Cup. So perspective. We're supposed to be on their level, and we're supposed to own this thing, and they got further than we did, despite how they got there. That makes the case for Clemson being fired.
Yeah, there's a lot of people making that comparison and saying, well, Bob Bradley got fired in 2011 for the Gold Cup, and Jurgen Klinsmann should be too, but I don't think it's as straight as that. And if you remember, Bradley had had a more extended run with the national team up to that point, and Klinsmann now you know, is going to start venturing into that here in this next World Cup cycle.
Yeah, we'll see how he does with the Confederations Cup and with the Olympics coming up. We'll see what happens.
Oh, there are going to be people that say somebody should be fired if they don't get to the Confederations Cup, because that was a major league goal. It's the reason why we didn't go to the Copa America as well, to focus on the Gold Cup and winning it and getting to the Confederations Cup.
Yeah, I will never understand they're not going to the Copa America thing. That's one thing I'm never really going to understand. You have some of the best soccer players right down the way from you, and you're not going to put your team against them for whatever reason.
If Jamaica can do it, why can't the United States?
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when our female team goes and competes against everybody everywhere and wins. And we're not doing that with the men's team. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, what else have you got?
Having said that, I am super, super happy about the way Manchester United played against Barcelona. I know secondary squad, Messi wasn't there, Neymar wasn't there, but Iniesta was there, Suarez was there, Piqué was there. So we did a very good job against them, especially in the second half. I was really, really excited about how well they did. So it's going to be really interesting what happens in the Premiership League and the UEFA League as well. This looks like we're going to finally start getting back to our old form. I wasn't a big fan of LVG. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't a big fan, but he did what he was supposed to last year, which is get us in the top four, and now it's looking like they're starting off pretty well right now.
All right, so let me stop you there. What young players or what new players do you like? Obviously, you're going to like Schweinsteiger. What did you think of the young goalkeeper, Sam Johnston? I know he didn't play against Barca because I know De Gea did, but Johnstone played in early games. He could potentially be the backup. Then there's the young Brazilian who was born in Belgium, Andreas Pereira. I liked him. Where do you think Yanisai is? Paddy McNair or some of these players? Talk to me.
All right. Yanisai, second half, once he calmed down, he's great. That's the thing I've always said about Yanisai. He gets too amped up and too excited, and once he calms down, then he's a fantastic striker. Really, really amazing. Memphis, oh, my goodness. I have no words for how great he is. I looked at him, and I haven't felt that way about United since I saw Dwight Cole and, I mean, Andy Cole and Dwight York on the pitch back in the 90s.
So you're excited about Memphis.
I am really excited about Memphis.
And Manchester really Max is talking about Memphis Depay.
Yes.
Yep.
Actually, you know something? Shaw, I'm still in Shaw's corner, but not so much
Shaw.
In this game, because he seemed like he was really being put in check on the defensive side. And we have to do something about the defense. We must do something about the defense, because honestly, Barcelona, if they would have had a full squad, it wouldn't have been 3-1.
Well,
I know that for sure.
Is that the Sergio Ramos rumor still swirling out there? As a part of the De Gea deal with Real Madrid?
Yeah, they're still out there, but I believe it when I see it. This thing's been going on ever since the season ended last year. I believe it when I see it.
All right.
He'd be a fantastic addition. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do on the attacking side. And not to mention, I don't know what the deal is with Di Maria. I want him to stay. I really want him to stay.
I don't think that's going to happen, because I don't think he's happy there. I don't think his wife is happy there, is one of the things I heard as well.
Yeah, but not to be like all American with my mentality, but winning cures a lot of stuff. And if you start winning, you can end up being happy if you win.
This is true, and he had his struggles. He had some good moments, but he also had his struggles.
Yes, he did. But he's had some great moments. He's had some bad moments. But got rid of Falcao, thank goodness. Hope he has fun over there in Chelsea.
Well, you never know. The magic of the special one could turn things around for Radamel Falcao. Because remember, he was coming off an injury. Now maybe he's a little bit physically in a bit better place here. And Chelsea, by the way, got beat by a bunch of youngsters of the New York Red Bulls 4-2. In fact, the 16-year-old Tyler Adams scored in that game.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
It was unbelievable.
We're going to see what happens. I mean, the race this year is going to be more competitive than it was last year, I think. I think that like the top teams, not to mention Tottenham and Swansea, and even A. Villa may come back and start resurrecting themselves. So it's looking like it's going to be really, really interesting. But I really think that United has a great chance of getting the Premier League this year, maybe even squeak out a double in the FA Cup. I'm really looking forward
to it. All right, you're on record, Manchester Max. Thank you very much for calling in tonight. Great stuff from you.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
I appreciate that. All right, Alberto, stay with us. We'll get to you. Liberty Kitchen. Two of my favorite restaurants in Houston, Liberty Kitchen The Heights, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. Award-winning chefs. Love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen. Liberty Kitchen in The Heights gives you that Austin feel. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to steaks and burgers. Serving breakfast on the weekend. We had Travis Lenigan here, their chef. Unbelievable Colombian food in here. Amazing stuff we ate here. Take it from me. It's Liberty Kitchen, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. LibertyKitchen.com. LibertyKitchenOysterette.com. So don't forget that. Bud Light. Soccer fans, a moment for Bud Light, the official beer of the Dynamo and the Mexican national team. They remind you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com. Get your tickets for the Dynamo and Dash. Bud Light reminds you to get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Catch the Dynamo and international soccer with like-minded individuals. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer also of that crazed CONCACAF Gold Cup. We'll take a break. It's a 7-Up break. More to come. Our thanks to the Daspit Law Firm and Amigo Energy.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, I like that band, The Big Pink. Michael, you're spinning some great tunes tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. I do have an influence on the music once in a while.
Just once in a while?
More than once in a while, but this is coming from our bank of music. Amigo Energy, proud to sponsor Soccer Matters, the place for news and discussion about the global game in Houston. Now, don't forget, Amigo Energy was the initial Dynamo jersey sponsor back in the day. I still have one of those. I don't know if you do. They've served Texas electricity customers for 10 years. They're a pioneer in deregulated electricity. Amigo Energy offers a variety of products and services for residential or commercial customers, and they have programs and pricing that'll fit your budget. Smart thermostats that help you save energy to innovative online and mobile account management tools. Go to AmigoEnergy.com. Get affordable electricity for your home and business. 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Amigo Energy. Sign up or switch today. I'll tell you why. Because they support soccer on the radio, and they've supported the game since 2007 here in Houston. 10 years of experience serving Houston electricity customers. And we've got a lot to talk about here as we continue on. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. Dynamo LA, let's talk some of that with Alberto. Alberto, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hey, Glenn. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. My pleasure, and thank you for being so patient.
No problem. Hey, I was there Saturday at the game. It was a great game for Dynamo. To be honest, I was there just to watch Steven Gerrard play. He did not have a very good game, though. But I had two takeaways from Saturday and Gerrard. First, there were a lot of people out there with Liverpool jerseys. I mean, a lot. A lot of children, a lot of
No doubt about it. Yep, no doubt. Yes. He was a draw.
Yes, and the other thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but the couple of first times that Gerrard touched the ball, the Dynamo fans booed at him and whistled. What's with that? I mean, I know he's with the Galaxy, with the rival, but, I mean, wouldn't he deserve a little bit more from the fans?
Well, I think you're answering your own question, but to me, I don't think that's not a healthy thing. I think that's Houston Dynamo fans saying, look, we're tired of the LA Galaxy. They got a lot of history with them. We're tired of hearing about Steven Gerrard coming to Houston, and we want to win this game. The fact that they're reacting is what is important to me. And look, yeah. I think those boos are just based on more the LA Galaxy than maybe Gerrard. But we all know And those fans that are booing know that Steven Gerrard made that night a happening down there. That's why you went to the game, and then you walked away with the fact that, wow, look what the Houston Dynamo did. And I would imagine you're going to go back to that stadium and see games.
Yeah, of course, I understand. And just one other thing, man. I was very close to the field. And I don't know if you also got a look at him, but I think he was, I mean, Gerrard, he was a little around the edges. I don't know if you noticed. I mean, he was not fat, of course, but I think he has indulged a little in the L.A. good life, I think. But, well, you know what? If that's
Well, he hasn't been in L.A. that long to be indulging in the good life. I mean, he's a family guy. He might have been indulging a few extra steaks.
Before he came,
but look, the man's had an unbelievable career. He's going to be great for the Galaxy. They're going to be one of the front runners to win it. You got Pirlo in New York City FC with a great debut. You got Lampard to come. You got Drogba now to Montreal as a 37-year-old. You got Sean Wright Phillips to the New York Red Bulls. You got Jovinko in Toronto. Nobody can tell me it's not interesting to see these guys have to play under these conditions in Major League Soccer. And by the way, everybody and their mother knew the LA Galaxy were going to hit the wall with the humidity and the heat in the 60 or 65th minute. If the Dynamo can jump on teams early like they did and get a lead and get a goal or two, it's incredibly difficult for teams to come back and chase games in that heat and humidity.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that's my takeaway from the game. Thank you, Glenn, and I'll keep listening.
Great stuff, Alberto. I'm glad you called in. And look, Alberto's a great example. He went there to see Steven Gerrard, and guess what? He walked away seeing some great goals and some great quality soccer and a couple of wonderful moments in a very comprehensive Houston Dynamo win. Hey, real quick one here for the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. They're Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle all sorts of different cases, plant and refinery accidents, industrial, wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress. If you're in a situation like any of the ones I mentioned, you got to have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. The Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer, that's John Daspit, 713-364-0915. Or 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. All right. It was a passionate and emotional night down there, Michael Carroll. I know you were back here running the boards for our radio broadcast on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Let's play some of the goal calls here so people could hear what it felt and sounded like. This is the call from Root Sports, Eddie Robinson and I on the call. Here's goal number one. This was a beautifully played ball from Brad Davis to Will Bruin with a clinical left-footed finish.
I do like the additional emotion we're seeing this year. Brad Davis has been in a good ball. Here's a chance for Bruin. It's one for Houston. Spectacular goal here from the dancing bear, Will Bruin. And the Dynamo on 1-0 here in the ninth minute.
That is your Bayern Munich goal of the week. Will Bruin from Brad Davis. Spectacular goal. Bayern Munich down on Louisiana. Went down there today. We got a beautiful Soccer Matters banner that's going to be hanging in there now, Michael. So our good friend Raymond Chan, all the Dynamo games are on down there at Bayern Munich. And you can also catch him over at the Gorgeous Gale. It's another great spot, 5555 Morningside in West University. So these are two great places to watch games in Houston that I recommend, the Gorgeous Gale in West University and Bayern Munich down on Louisiana. Great open spaces, lots of monitors. Obviously, good quality beverage, and you know, you can go down there and get a 7-Up or a Squirt and do a Paloma. You know, get a good tequila, mix the two together, and you're watching games. Life is good. All right, I got somebody in the studio smiling. I told you, Arturo Alvarez, the captain of La Selecta, is going to be here. We'll be getting to Arturo shortly. Really excited to have him in studio, and excited to get his thoughts on what was a very crazy Gold Cup. Liberty Kitchen, award-winning chefs at these restaurants, serving up the best in seafoods and meat. Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. Liberty Kitchen is in the Heights. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to steaks and burgers. Breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me, an amazing dining experience. Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. LibertyKitchen.com, LibertyKitchenOysterette.com. Danish Inspirations, Daspit Law Firm, Bayern Munich, Bud Light, 7-Up, Gorgeous Gale, and of course, our newest sponsor, Amigo Energy. We're so glad Amigo Energy on board as well. These are the people and these are the companies and entities that keep soccer on the airwaves. Please support them. We'll take a break. Arturo Alvarez, the captain of La Selecta. We're going to talk about how, by the way, El Salvador outplayed Jamaica. When we come back, Soccer Matters, ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5.